Donna, for reading our scripture passage this morning, a psalm that really speaks for itself. Some good news in there. Have compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want. What seems like bad manners, cynicism, or conceit is always a sign of things no eyes have seen or ears have heard. You don't know what wars are going on down where the spirit meets the bone. But ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. I had several seasonal jobs while I attended college at Bowling Green. And this time of year always makes me think about the one holiday season when I worked retail. Depending on your reference point, I either worked late at night or early in the morning to unload the delivery truck. All in all, the hours weren't the best, but the job was fairly enjoyable. I was the first to know what products we were to get into the store, even before the manager. And it was around Christmas time, and each truck contained a plethora of bizarre products, like a 6-foot Santa Claus, or a 10-pound candy bar, or a fake pink tree covered in flamingos. All sorts of fun, random stuff. And a part of me always wondered, there is no way we are going to sell that. And then next day, 6-foot Santa was gone. It was a great job. However, there was one pesky nuisance that bothered me after a single shift. No matter how I tried to remedy it, I could not. You see, after unloading the truck, it was my job to organize the items for the next shift to then take out onto the floor. And unboxing and organizing Christmas decorations, as fun as that sounds, comes with a price. I tried everything to make sure this didn't happen. I spent time and energy to prevent it from happening, and it was everywhere. I would go to my car, look in the mirror, and glitter. Just covered in glitter. Glitter in my hair, glitter on my cheeks. There was glitter on my arms, and it was on the seat after so long. I was sparkling every day. And you may be wondering, Pastor Keith, well, why didn't you go home and just take a shower? And I would have loved to, but I had a class that started in 30 minutes, and it was a 25-minute drive back to the school, so each day was the airport scene in Home Alone. Snow globes, fake trees, ornaments, all of them, drenched in glitter. So I sparkled in class. And I provided a lot of entertainment to my fellow students who were making up stories about what I was doing the night before. Some things we can't shake off. They cling to us. We can ignore them, we can pretend they aren't there, but they are. And we don't know why. But the psalmist in Psalm 139 has tried everything to shake God off of them. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? And the imagery is powerful, covering each direction, north, south, east, west, up, and down. If I go to heaven, you are there. If I go down and make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I go in haste on the wings of the morning and settle at the furthest limits of the sea, even there is your hand. Even there, God's hand is holding theirs. They cannot outrun God or flee God's presence. The fastest human-occupied aircraft is NASA's X-15, traveling at 4,520 miles per hour. 4,520 miles per hour, which is about 6.7 Mach. if you were to go to Fairfield County Airport right now, board the X-15, in 31 minutes, you would be in Los Angeles, stepping off the plane the same time we are probably all getting home to settle in. But the psalmist is not talking about just space, but talking about a distance, an emotional, a spiritual distance. In the same way, you could be in the same room as someone else, yet you feel distant from them. You can be alive and breathing in your body, but you could feel distant from your emotions or your thoughts. In the same way, you can be here in the sanctuary, praying, singing hymns, yet feel distant from God. Too busy to slow down or become fully aware, we attempt to flee from God's presence. And like the psalmist, each of us find ourselves at some point in the dark, a moment of night that wraps itself around us. And that is a scary place to feel disconnected and separate from God. In ministry, I think worship and Christian education and pastoral care as three completely different roads. But more and more, I see how these are more like highways and side streets woven together that connect us to where God needs us to go. That they rely on one another, meaning if you worship God, but do not take the time to study God or question God or discover the depths and heights of God, then our sense of closeness with God is at risk. And I can tell, so often when I go to the hospital or get that call about a diagnosis or an unexpected crisis, a time really when darkness has covered, who has nurtured that relationship with God? And it pains me when it's clear that some can't see who is holding their hand already. Because no prayer or presence that I can offer as pastor will make any bit of difference if someone hasn't learned to squeeze the hand of God daily. And against popular belief, I do not bring God into the room. God is already present. God is already moving. But it's up to us to practice that daily, to sit with God, know God deeper, trust daily the promises of God. And I'm speaking to myself. Unless we pause and we grip the hand of God, even just for a moment, we will feel disconnected. And we may even say God has abandoned us. But it may be us who have abandoned God. The overwhelming Hebrew verb used in this psalm is yada, which is the verb to know. It is the action of a God that knows the psalmist completely, more than the psalmist knows themselves. God knows they're lying down and they're rising up. And while the psalmist doesn't and can't know God completely, she is aware of God in her life. She has practiced squeezing God's hand. She knows some of the ways God has shown up, that even in her darkness, the moments when she was disoriented, feeling around for the right path to take, that the dark was as bright as day to God. And that she was and is tethered, connected, fastened to a God who holds her hand and who will lead her to the way everlasting. It was a church potluck. And it was a celebration. Special cake was brought out, and written on it was happy 65th wedding anniversary, although 52 would be fantastic. And Fred got up, raised a glass of punch, and we all got quiet. And looking at his partner of 65 years, he said, "Shirley," which is her name, "I know without a doubt God's love for me because of you." the ups and the downs, the joys and the struggles. You have been there for me, and I just want to say I love you. Through those we love, through our friends, through those we get closer to at church, can you think of someone who has been there for you, who has revealed to you God's love for you? And when was the last time you paused to let yourself realize the presence and love of God through those around you? You paused and you looked in the mirror and caught a shine, that divine sparkle that you just can't shake. This is actually the idea behind a popular app entitled Pause. Pause is an app which invites you to do just that. Throughout your day, it will notify you to notice God's hand holding yours. At the store, enjoying TV, even sick in bed, the notifications remind users to remember who is with them and who loves them, who holds them, no matter where they may be in their day. And a recent user reviewed in this way. This is what they posted. He said, "Intimacy in my life was always connected with physical intimacy, and the lines in my head were so blurred and confused that I feared intimacy with God. Trusting God was always conditional and always on my terms. I am learning to go deeper and trust more. Practice makes progress. This app has helped me receive God's gifts that are always available for me, but never trusted God enough to receive them. God Emmanuel, God with us." How often do we say or sing that and not pause to let it really sink into our spirits? God is with us. Through Christ Jesus, God knows what it is to be human. God is with us, who has and will hold our hand through heaven and hell. God is with you. And I see it. I see you sparkle. And you can't shake God off. And you can't rub God off on something else. You are never truly alone. And that is the good news for this morning. Amen. Amen.